Antidote is a festival of ideas, action and change, aiming to deliver creative solutions to global, local and personal issues. This eclectic weekend of talks, workshops and exhibitions aim to unpack issues around climate change, politics, religion, identity, money and everything in between. This morning we are joined by Mara Al-Sabouni ahead of her talk Rebuilding Syria, happening tomorrow afternoon. Mara has set out an incredible journey to rebuild Homs, Syria's third largest city, as the civil war rages around her. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Everything's good. How are you?
Very, very well. Now, you have quite an interesting journey. You actually stayed in your hometown of Homs when the civil war broke out. Can you tell us why was that?
Yes, I mean, it was for me, it was for me and for my family, it was at the peak of the conflict. It was very difficult to leave, basically, because you, for us, was changing or trading one dangerous situation with the other. So we had, as I said many times, that we had the luxury of staying because our building didn't collapse. Although we had the straying bullets and the shellings and the mortars all around us and the snipers at the end of each turn around our block, but on the other end, people were taking this unknown journey across the sea, where you've seen on your screens how many met their death while trying to cross, or just, you know, lived in a very unhuman circumstances in a tent, or just as sometimes as an unwelcome guest at somebody's house. So for us, it was just our place was had for, like many Syrians who have stayed, who said, I mean, they traded death with dignity in that sense, and it's a difficult choice that many Syrians didn't have, as I said, the luxury to choose, but we had, and after a while it become more like a moral choice that you just, you know, take root in the place you are in, and you just discover a new task for you that you have to contribute in making it a better place.
60% of the buildings in Homs was demolished as a result of the conflict. When did your quest begin to rebuild Homs?
I mean, it's not. It's the quest of any architect, that basically to just reflect on their built environment. Every architect will look at their surroundings and will see, they will on the way assess what kind of built environment they are living in. So I'm one of those architects who just kept reflecting, but in a very special circumstances where the war was raging all around me. And I just, you know, discovered a new way to look at the roots of the conflict in my city. And in that meaning, I just wrote about the role of architecture in enhancing conflict and in reverse, creating peace in my book, The Battle for Home.
Yeah. So the original town planning, it was imposed by colonists. So how did you kind of think about how to rebuild your city in this sense? Did you go back to the traditional before the colonists during the colonial times, or modern planning, I guess?
It's not a matter of a binary question in modern times. It's just, you know, to go back to traditional buildings, it will sound very very retro and very nostalgic, and which is not, it cannot be a solution. A solution should have learned lessons from the past and build upon while using the current tools of the era. Which is, I mean, every ambitious architectural style did over the centuries that humans built through. And for us as a region that had been colonized, we had taken so many wrong steps in this regard in perpetuating certain imported models and imported, let's say, architectural styles and urban thinking without very much reflecting on the consequences that it had on our societies. So in this sense, we should be more critical of what was imposed on us and more inspired by what we have already created.
Yeah. And like, what role does architecture play in strengthening and rebuilding communities now that a lot of the conflict has eased?
Well, architecture is the channel for and the roots for human interaction. And this human interaction translates itself into the idea of social fabric. And social fabric, of course, is the mirror of the urban fabric. So the urban fabric basically in the global scenery, in the global landscape of cities, is majorly affected. And this is something that architects and social analysts and economists even agree on, that we had a more coherent and more comprehensive way of just, you know, urban fabric before that modernity had so much effect on. And it doesn't have to be this way. Just, you know, we can benefit from the pros and the conveniences that modernity could bring into our built environment, but we also have to create places to people which is not based on the elite's needs or the capital's requirements. It could be an alternative model than the affluent center versus the poor slums, which is very a manifestation of inequality and segregation that led in the end into creating conflict in my country, for example.
How has the reaction been in Homs now that it's starting to, you know, be rebuilt?
Homs is one example of the Syrian cities. I mean, in the Battle for Home, the book we're talking about, it's just one example of the other cities in Syria. And when it comes to rebuilding is not directed into one city. It's directed on the scale of a whole country, which didn't happen until now because the reconstruction approach now is just, you know, focusing on investment. And when we are talking about investment, we are talking again about attracting money and attracting companies to do the job which the people of Syria should do on their own. Of course, when you look at the scale of destruction, one immediate question will be, who will pay for this?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be credit and loans and you know, make a company kind of scenery. It is one option. It is the easiest option, actually. But we can take more informed choices, and this is what the message is about, that we can take maybe more difficult path, and it may take a little bit more time, but it will be more sustainable and it will not lead into war again, which should be the logical answer to the situation.
Yeah. And just lastly, Antidote is a festival all about change, action and ideas. What are you hoping your audience will come out of rebuilding Syria? What do you want them to bring it, come out with?
To be, like I said, to have an idea of more informed choices, to know what underlies the headlines, which could for some people become a relief. For example, after hearing about the war for 8 years, maybe the global audience, even the Syrian people, are just, you know, so eager to hear positive news. But we have to be more informed about those news and see what kind of consequences those news will bring afterwards.
Mara, thank you so much for joining us here on at 2SER this morning.
Thank you for having me.